This is ridiculous.
Bottom line is, he's the president of the United States. He probably has other things that's on his mind.
I want to know what book he's reading, and I want to know what he's saying. Why an ass guy? Because I want my America back.
Shut us straight, Roland Martin.
From Washington, D.C., Roland Martin. Good morning.
Tom, Simple J, good morning. While other media outlets completely ignore the burning of black churches, we'll be that's about a lead story on TV One. And, of course, that black church in South Carolina last night that burned 20 years after the KKK burned it down. And so we'll talk about that and keep our focus on who is burning black churches. But, Tom, this morning, this is, okay, we often talk about these police cases and how hard it is to fire cops. Here's an example out of Chicago that is stunning. In Chicago, they have a group called the Independent Police Review Authority. Okay, for the first time in its eight-year history, this review authority is recommending that a cop be fired. Officer Francisco Perez, he was off duty working security at a restaurant, witnessed a drive-by shooting, and he just shot 16 times, Tom, at the wrong car. Mm. Then kept lying about it, even when they produced a video showing that he was lying, and he stood by it 8 years. Joining us right now is Kathy Cheney. She is a producer reporter with WBEZ right there in Chicago. Kathy, this is a perfect example of you want accountability, but in 8 years, this review authority has never recommended a cop be fired?
Not at all. They recommend sometimes some type of suspension, but never a firing. And this has been a long time coming for many in the community who think that the Independent Police Review Authority, which we call IPRA, is more on the cop side than the community side. They always believe the police narrative, and thankfully with the videotape, people are, you know, having more hope that IPRA will start doing the right thing in their eyes.
But so one of the recommendations folks have said is that they talked about these civilian review boards. Well, what you have here is a review authority that has investigators and everything, and it's nearly impossible for them to recommend it. But also what's crazy about this here, now the superintendent of police, he has to then take the recommendation, and if he then says, yes, fire him, then it has to go to a Chicago police board.
Exactly. And the police, the monthly police board meeting, it'll be coming up in a couple of weeks. It's in mid-July. And, you know, it's one of those they will also recommend, but it's ultimately up to the police superintendent. And hopefully the community is really, really hoping that he stands by the recommendation of IPRA to fire the police officer, because the video shows he was clearly lying. They have the 911 audio that the police officer called and said, you know, it's a blue car, when he clearly kept saying, no, it was a red car. So he's caught red-handed on video, on the 911 recording, but still is lying. So hopefully, I'll tell you, there will be a complete uproar if Superintendent McCarthy, you know, decides that, no, he shouldn't be fired. He should just be suspended or something else. It will be a complete uproar.
And here's who's waiting on deck, Sybil. Dante Servin, the cop who fired into a group of people, killing 22-year-old Rakia Boyd. Right. The cop, the judge in the case clearly, I mean, he threw the case out, but he clearly said this cop acted irresponsibly. He killed Rakia Boyd, will not serve any time, didn't even go on trial because of some nonsensical technicality. They're waiting to review this case as well. But again, Kathy, here we are talking about trying to hold cops accountable. And if you can't hold them accountable by indicting them, now you have a case that you can't even fire them, and to have a review authority, go to the police, then the police board, then it goes to the full police board. It's like they have a job for life.
Right.
Yeah.
Exactly. And I know I've attended June's police board meeting, and the question kept coming up because the family of Rakia Boyd and the supporters are coming to that police board meeting every month, saying, fire Dante Servin. What are you doing? He's already been acquitted by the judge, so why is it taking your investigation so long? What are you still deciding? He was wrong. Mm. And
they're calling this beyond reckless. And
exactly.
And, yeah.
And there's another case that they're waiting to hear of an unnamed officer who shot and killed Laquan McDonald. He had a knife. According to the Chicago Reader, was acting erratically. But one of the six cops, Tom, fired all 16 shots that
into
killed him, captured on a police car dashboard camera. I mean, it's you know, we're trying to get justice in the courts or even firing these guys in, but the system is so set up to keep them in their jobs, it's nearly impossible.
Exactly.
Kathy Cheney, we certainly appreciate it. Thanks a lot.
Good job.
Thank you.
Thank you.
22 past the hour.